You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Behind the Mask.
Back on the road. It's always special when we get an opportunity to get some linebacker love because we are the best athletes on the field, Mr. Kendrick.
When you think about like overall athleticism, strength, the overall best athlete, you know, IQ. Character, IQ, it's linebackers every time. Who's the heart of the team? It's linebackers.
It's offensive linemen. The game cannot start without an offensive line snapping the ball. Offensive linemen do not come off the field. Y'all come off the field on third down at times.
Not me.
You guys are sitting there like tapping out. We can't tap out. Offensive linemen.
Because y'all can't run out and substitute fast enough. That's the reason why you can't tap out.
You guys tap out. Believe me. I've seen it.
E. Kendricks, happy to come on the Behind the Mask podcast, man. What you been up to, my bro?
I'm not literally lifting weights. I'm doing a little Pilates, a little yoga, and a lot of cars. I'm a big car guy. I love being in LA because, you know, the car community is the best in the world. So I get to be right at home. You know, I get to be playing for, you know, the Chargers. I play for the Bruins formerly. And I also get to see all sorts of cool cars driving by every day.
You talk about cool cars. What you push?
Yeah.
What whip you push?
I got a
Mustang. Don't be modest either now.
I got a Mustang 5.0. I got a GT3 RS. I got a 95 Dodge Viper. That was my grandpa. Shout out to him. I got a GTR, Nissan GTR.
Can't hide
and
it.
I got a Cadillac CT5 V Blackway.
Can't hide it.
I think I'm forgetting one. Nah, maybe not. I don't know.
And probably never received the speeding ticket either.
Never.
What got you into the car game, though?
I feel like just Hot Wheels when I was younger. You know, I was really into Hot Wheels. I did RC cars. Just seeing the Mustang that I have, the 5.0, it was really popular in my neighborhood. You know, you can't really afford a sports car, but you can get a Mustang. You know, you could put some, you know, something under the hood, a little Flowmasters on there. Yeah.
The motherfucking wheels.
You know, and I used to just hear the Flowmasters coming from down the block, and I loved it. You know, I loved everything about it. I love the sound. I love the way it looks. I love how people look cool in it. Everything.
Yeah. We got to talk about the Chargers. I think it's pretty cool. You actually played college ball in L.A. Now the Chargers relocate. You came over. What has that experience been like for you, at home somewhat?
It's been crazy. You know, I feel like especially at this time in my life, it was the perfect timing, and it was the ultimate, like, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be moment. You know, unfortunately, we didn't play as well as I wanted to play this year. You know, obviously the goal is to be in the bowl, but we fell short, and we're going under a lot of changes. But, you know, I'm excited for the future. You know, I feel like this is exactly where I want to be, and, you know, we have a great, great locker room. You know, it's like, you know, when you have the great locker room.
Right.
You can't waste that, you know.
No, you can't waste
it. What is it going to take, though, to turn that locker room into the success on the field?
I think it's a mentality. You know, you look at our games this season that we lost. You know, we lost like 7 games by, I think, 3 or less points, something crazy like that. I mean, people throw stats at me. I try to remember, but it's really just about finishing and in those clutch moments, you know, having the belief that we're going to get this done because we showed that we could be in the games. You know, everyone could be in the game, you know, but like, can you finish the game and can you finish it consistently? That's what leads you to be in this situation that they're in right now. And that's ultimately where we want to be. So you got to take a long look at yourself in the mirror. You know, it starts within. You just work out of it.
I think everything starts from leadership. You guys have new leadership now, new GM also. Looking at new head coach, Jim Harbaugh. What's the excitement level, man? I know you talk to a lot of the guys, and everybody is not around each other, but I know y'all had to share some thoughts with each other.
You know, I think the excitement that I'm feeling is mainly from like fans right now who like I see out in LA. You know, they're everybody's like, hey, you know, congrats. So I'm just feeling it as I'm walking around the city, going my day to day. You know, obviously my teammates and everything like that. We're gonna all work together. We're gonna have opportunity to get to know each other and get the job done. But you know, just the buzz and the overall excitement I feel from the community aspect of it, you know, because the fans are what drive the game at the end of the day. So I'm ultimately very excited, very blessed for the opportunity to play again. I feel great. You know, I feel excellent, and I'm ready to play.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Watching your game from Minnesota to now, several seasons with over 100 tackles on a season, which is incredible for a linebacker, right? Do you ever feel like you're underrated in the NFL?
I always feel that. You know, I always feel like I've been – But I also have always felt like that's just my story as Eric Kendricks. You know, I'm never gonna change that. You know, I'm never gonna, you know, it's always gonna be a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, and that's how I have to get things done. You know, I'm very okay with doing that. I do feel like, you know, there's been times where I'm like, man, why can't I get the notoriety? Why can't I get the credibility? But then as I got older, I realized that I don't do it for that. You know what I mean? The people who love me, the people who know me, people who I share a locker room with and share a workspace with, they know what I'm about. They know how I work. So ultimately, gaining those people's respect is more important to me, especially at this point in my career. And everything will always take care of itself. The cream will always rise to the top. My father always said that, and I truly believe that. You know, I just see where I'm at now compared to, you know, where I've started. I'm so blessed, and I'll continue to be blessed because, you know, I live my life the right way. I do the right things, and I treat people who are close to me how they should be treated, no matter who you are. And everything will always work out for me in the best way.
You're underrated.
Hands down.
And you should have been to more Pro Bowl.
Hands down.
I felt like I was victim to that, too. A lot of it was due to the fact of teams.
The year you make it is not really your best year that you've had.
Right.
It's crazy
it's
how that
year
works
It's the year that the fans find out.
Yeah, it's just like,
you know what I mean?
I had stacked a couple of years, you know, before and after that were essentially better years.
Right.
But, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's definitely how it works. Man. Because I'd be pissed. I'd be mad for you, bro.
Yeah.
You a ball.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Watching you in Minnesota, and it, like, you played the run very well, but you just had a knack for knowing, like, passing coverage and zones. And that's the one part about your game that I was like, I really like that, how you tie both of them in together.
Yeah. Always finds the ball, too.
Yeah.
Always is around the ball, man.
Oh, does it find
him? No. A little bit of it's both, you know, but I always have my brother Chad's voice in my head telling me to run to the ball when I was a youngster. So, I mean, a little bit of that is that. But, you know, I really take pride in my pass coverage and my ability to, like, route recognize and match up. You know, it's a fine line between matching routes and using your vision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you understand concepts and when you've been in certain situations of the game, you get a feel for the game. That's when I really feel like I can sell and, like, take people off the board, you know, as far as, like, who they want to target. I can eliminate certain things as a linebacker, which I feel like is an underrated quality.
It's textbook, in my opinion. So, you know why you guys, when practice starts and you guys are doing a drop, I don't even know what it's called no more, but you drop back and the coach is sitting there and he throws it. And you're like, boom, 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 boom. And y'all go down there and, you know, backpedal, trace, and get the ball and everybody. That's you in the games.
Mm-hmm.
So that mentality, when I see him, I'm like, yo, this dude is everywhere, man. So just salute, you know what I'm saying? Show you some love on that, man.
No, for the young people who want to know how to get better, I tell us, hey, good things happen to those who run to the ball. Regardless of, like, you know, regardless if you're there making the play, the ball might squirt out, you know, you may get a tip. Just good things happen to those who run to the ball. And if you run all the way across the field, someone makes a tackle and you're not there, it doesn't matter, dude. You're going to be there. It's going to happen. Just trust in it. There's some people in the league who have made a career off running to the ball, and they've made an incredible career. And we see it time after time. You know, you may not have the intangibles, but if you can run to that ball, you can find it, you'll have a job.
At Walmart, there's a long list of Black-led products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotch Porter Beard Balm is tool approved, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a Black-led brand, we open the door for the success of another Black-led brand. So show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
EK, I want you to take us behind the mask on what it's like to be in the city of Los Angeles as a professional football player. Now, I want to say this. Who did we have that came on? Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson, okay. Yeah.
The GOAT. Eric Dickerson came on and he was like, Spikes, it was unbelievable. I was the man. He talked about Arsenio Hall and just
Magic back, you know, Johnson and everything back
Magic
in the 80s.
Back
yeah.
in the day. But fast forward to current day times. How is it, man?
Man, it is great. You know, I feel like I've been in LA for so long. I'm trying to answer this question without like taking the college experience out of it for me, because I gained a lot of love and respect in college that it's kind of carried over to my career in LA now. But I feel like you can't get lost in the sauce is number one, because LA got a lot of sauce.
What that sauce looks like?
Too much sauce, you get lost.
Too much sauce.
You got to have sauce, though, because without the sauce, you lost.
You got to have it.
But, you know, you can't get lost in the sauce. But in the same breath, like, take advantage of – you got to take advantage of the – you're in California. You're it's the weather, the, you know, the sports and everything like that. You have to win, though, in order for them to come to the L.A. games. That's facts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because there's so much to do in L.A. You got
so much to
you got to put on now. You got to really represent, you know, in order for people to really show up for you. But, man, it's been I have a ton of family, a ton of friends, and it's just the California lifestyle that I was born and raised into it. So, you know, we wear high socks and Vans all everywhere. You know, we eat Mexican food. I mean, I could go on forever why there's great things about living in California and playing in California, but it starts and ends with the Mexican food for sure.
Yeah, sure, I like sure. The eye candy out there too.
You know, eye candy, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. You can't get lost in the sauce.
That's the sauce. I like yeah. that sauce, though.
Hey, man, we're going to let you get out of here, but what is the difficulty when teams face a Patrick Mahomes?
It's just the off script, you know what I mean? Like, his ability to, like, situationally – There's not an amount of time that's not enough, you know, not too much for him, you know, not too little either. You know, it's the unscripted, it's the scrambles, it's the throws downfield, it's the made up routes. Those are the challenges you're gonna face.
Appreciate the time, my boy.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Behind the Mask.